than one in heaven. The one on earth produces earthly harvest. The one on heaven produces heavenly harvest. Two accounts. And those heavenly harvests can manifest here on earth. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound. Not a base, but abound to your account. In other words, overflow. Major increase. He says, but I have all and abound, and I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smelling, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. God just really gets excited when you get a hold of the giving part. A lot of churches are afraid to talk about it because they're afraid they run people off. And I'm the top there. I'm like, if there ain't nobody sitting in these seats, we're still going to preach the same message. Amen? Because if this church is going to make it, it's because God is going to keep the doors open. You know, money's not going to save us. God's the one that's going to save us. Even if nobody's sitting in those seats. A sacrifice acceptable, it's well-pleasing to God. Never will anything, I heard this said the other day, it was so amazing. Any attempt you make to obey God will never go unrewarded. Never. Even if you do it the wrong way. Even if you messed up. Any attempt to obey God will never go unrewarded. Ever. He said, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That is the tithes and offerings message. God wants you to build up an account in heaven so that you can reap harvest here on earth. I know some of you guys that are new here, you probably never heard this stuff, or I don't know. Maybe your church is afraid to talk about it. But I'm here to tell you right now, if you get it, whether you go to this church forever or you go back to your home, if you're just visiting here or if you're looking for a church and you never come here again, I want you to know that God wants you to be blessed. This church wants you blessed. This church is blessed and debt-free, by the way. So we doing it right. Debt-free, way better. Amen? Man, it's awesome. So before I turn it back over to Dwayne, I want you guys to come give. But when you come give, I also want to go ahead and release the kids all at once. So as you come give, I'm going to turn it back over to Dwayne. Y'all come give, and kids, you are dismissed. Big round of applause. Y'all clap for everybody.
Call him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior. He lives, all fear is gone, and because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
I was gonna try to sneak up on him.
That river, and I'll fight life's final war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory,
and I'll see the light of glory, and I'll know he lives. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. And because he lives, all fear is gone. And because I know, well, I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And life is worth the living just because he lives. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, wow. I just want y'all to know it's an honor to be here with you this morning. And it's always an honor to be my good friend Howdy. And Pastor, I don't ever get to see him anymore. But I tell you, it's an honor. We go back a long way. I met Pastor Corey when I worked for a motorhome company called Four Travel in Nacogdoches, Texas, and I met him along with Coy Huffman, and that's been a long time ago, actually. I got a little bit of ring up here. Give me some keys up here, please, sir. These next two songs have been the most powerful songs I've ever sang in my life. Everywhere I've been all over the country this year, I've seen people in the altars just full. The altars are full. Amen. And I want you to feel like these altars are open. Amen. I'm not hindering you. No way. If you want to do business with Jesus while we're singing, you come do business with Jesus. Amen. You don't worry about who's sitting next to you, who's sitting in front of you, who's sitting around you. Amen. You just do business with Jesus. Amen. This is your time. Amen. Because my God is a chain breaker. And whatever is holding you down, whatever is holding you back this morning, my God can fix it. Amen. You've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. You've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies. You've been hitting to fill the same old holes inside. Well, there's a better life. There's a better life. Sing it with me. You've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. You've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies. You've been trying to fill the same old holes inside. Well, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. Amen. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. And we've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. And we've all run to things we know that just ain't right. I've been there. Well, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. Amen. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can't feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can't feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaker savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. How many in here heard this song? Amen? Okay. I'd like for everybody in here, if you're able to stand up on your feet, please. And we're all going to participate in this song. Amen? This is worship, y'all. This is what it's all about right here. I want you to look to that person on your right and touch them on their shoulder. All right? And if there ain't nobody there, just hold your hand in the air. Amen? All right? And I'm going to sing, if you got pain, and you're going to sing, he's a pain taker, a way maker. Amen? You with me? Amen? Okay. All right. Here we go. If you got pain, he's a if you feel lost, if you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a what? Okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Amen. All right, now swap sides. Do it to the other person on the other side. Amen. Are you ready? Are you ready? Here we go. If you got pain, if you feel lost, if you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, okay, that's pretty good. Amen. Okay, here comes the fun part right here, all right? Everybody hold your hands up in the air. Everybody, come on. Hold them up in the air. And you just, I want you to say this right here. Say, self, if you got pain, if you feel lost, if you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, one more time. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If he got chains, y'all gotta say it like you mean it. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a what? That's pretty good. One more time. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. Amen. Amen. Give Jesus some praise. Amen. I tell you, when you start, what you're doing to one another, you didn't think you could do that, but you're prophesying to one another, amen? You're speaking to everybody's situation, including self, amen? Glory to God, amen? And a lot of people don't realize that while they're doing it right in the middle of it, amen? But guess what? You're in the middle of it this morning. But this song right here, Brother Howdy, I wish I had wrote this song. I ain't lying. But it's the most powerful song I've ever sang in my life. Whatever healing you need this morning, whether it be physical, whether it be in your body, or whatever it may be, it's mental, whatever it may be. Maybe your relationship has kind of took the wrong track, or maybe something's happening in your life that's just got you beat plumb down, amen? And hearing a message just like what he just preached, amen, we could go home and say we had church, amen? But this morning, there is freedom in the house, amen? Somebody say freedom. Yeah. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. So whatever healing you need this morning, whether it be a knee, whether it be an elbow, whether it be your throwing arm, or whether it be your hanging on arm, whatever it may be this morning, amen? Whatever it may be you need this morning, Jesus is in the house. Amen? Amen. Healing is here. Healing is here. healing is here, and I receive it. Healing is here, healing is here, healing is here, and I believe it. Amen. I reach my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Amen. And freedom is here. Hallelujah. Freedom is here. And freedom is here. And I receive it. Do you receive freedom this morning? And freedom is here. And freedom is here. Freedom is here, and I believe it. I reach my hands, I reach my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Hallelujah. And sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. And you are the God of all power. And it is your will that my life is healed. And sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. And you are the God of all power. And it is your will that my life is healed. I reach my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Who are you trusting in this morning? You trust in Jesus this morning? I reach my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. I reach my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. You have nothing to be ashamed of this morning. Amen. You have nothing to be. When you say, I reach my hand, Jesus is automatically reaching his hand down. Amen. Just like he did when Peter was sinking in the water. Peter said, Lord, help. And he said, the word says, immediately he was there. Amen. And so when he was there, amen. So when you reach your hand to heaven, I reach my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. See, Jesus is looking right at you. Whoo, glory to God. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Amen. Amen. Are you trusting in Jesus this morning? Amen. That's, I mean, you ain't got nothing to be ashamed about. Amen. If you raise your hands in there, well, raise your hands. Amen. If just worship Jesus. Amen. I sing this song many, many times. Amen. And I've seen, like I said, the altar's full. Amen. And people just worshiping. Amen. And one group one night had 25 teenagers got saved. Amen. That, hallelujah. That they just flooded the altar. The whole church was in the altar. There was 130 people there, and every one of them was in the altar. I was walking around people, and we were singing, I reach my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Amen. Amen. Let's give Jesus some praise this morning. Amen. Come on. Somebody give Jesus some praise. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory. Glory to God. Amen. You can be seated if you want to. Amen. I'm not a long-winded preacher. Amen. Not too many amens on it, okay? Hallelujah. Man, it's great to be in the house of God this morning. Amen. My wife and I, Paula, is right up here on the front. Did you stand up so they can see you, my sweetheart? They can't see that. They can't see you. Amen. Truly, the greatest gift God ever gave me is sitting right there. Amen. Amen. And I'm honored that she's here with me tonight, this morning. I'm still in Nacogdoches. Last night, I did a service over there last night. We left there about 9:30. Amen. And it was amazing over there. Had some people touch there, you know. And one guy comes up to me and he said, "You know, preacher," he said, I don't cry." He said, "But I cried." I said, "Was the singing that bad?" And he said, "No." He said, "Man, but you ministered to me just through your songs and the words you were talking, the words how you said it just touched me like I've never been touched." Amen. And that's what it's all about. When you love Jesus, amen. Jesus loved the multitude, amen. He had compassion when he saw the multitude hurting. He had compassion, amen. It moved him with compassion. I got to get my stuff together here, sorry. Everybody doing all right? I just got one page. Can you believe that, Rowdy? That Rowdy, howdy. He's rowdy too, I know. I want y'all to know how much I love that man right there. Amen. We were over here, and y'all, we were still in the tent, actually, out here. And Pastor called me to come, and he said, "You know, why don't you stick around tomorrow night?" I said, "We're doing a thing over Georgetown." I said, "Okay." I said, "What are we doing?" He said, "You're going to go with Howdy." I forget who else went with us. Just me and you? I think, okay, anyways. Anyways, we went over and he said, "I want y'all to go over and do outreach for us." I said, "Okay." So we went, amen. And that's how we come to be together is through that deal. And it seemed like it was almost like a spur of the moment kind of thing, amen. It's just like when the 5,000 came up and Jesus said, "How are we going to feed all these people?" Amen. Right? He looked to his disciples and he says, "How are we going to feed all?" We're fixing to read about that here in just a second. Amen. How are we going to feed all these people? Amen. Let's just look at this. Turn to with me to John chapter 6. Amen. Verse number 2. I hear pages turn. I like that right there. Amen. I love to hear pages. You know, it seemed like every church I was at this summer, I said, "Hold your Bibles up." And I seen 100 phones and 2 Bibles. I'm like, wow. I said, "What happened to the days of bringing your Bible?" "What's on my phone?" I said, "Yeah, well, you're doing with the phone while you're not looking at the Bible." Huh? So a phone check, put your phones on silent, please, or off. No, just, but I had somebody ask me, well, how do you know God's breathing on you? And I said, well, let me show you. I took my Bible and went. Amen? He said, in the beginning, the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Amen? And the Word became flesh. So the Word's alive. So when you turn the page, He's breathing on you. Come on, somebody, right? And when you're turning that page, His Spirit comes off of that page and looks you in the face through His words. Come on. Is not the Word inspired by God? Okay. So if it's inspired by God and it is God, and when you flip that page, His eyes are looking at you. Can you imagine that picture? Hallelujah. Let me read some text here, then I'll tell you a story. Amen. Everybody doing all right? Then a great multitude followed Him because they saw His signs which He had performed on those who were deceased. And Jesus went up onto the mountain, and there He sat with His disciples. Now Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Then Jesus lifted up His eyes. Even Jesus lifted up His eyes. Amen. And we're singing, I lift my eyes, amen, to the heavens. Amen. I look to You where my help comes from. You're singing that, see? You're lifting your eyes. You'll catch that in a minute. Amen. Then Jesus lifted His eyes and seeing the great multitude where the crowd was coming toward Him. And He said to Philip, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? I like this right here. And He says, but He said to test Him, for Himself knew he would do. Philip answered, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient to feed for them, that every one of them might have a little, just a little. One of His disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to Him, there's a lad who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many? And there again, we hear the negativity. Amen. We'll touch on that in a minute. Then Jesus said, make the people sit down. I like that right there. Now, in another text, like one of the other gospels, it talks about the multitude and their spouses or families or so forth and so on. So it wasn't just men. It was them and their wives and even children. But if you just did wives and there was 5,000, so immediately there's 10,000 in the crowd. Amen? Are you with me? If you just do the math, if every one of them were married, of course. Maybe not all of them were married. So we can knock that, but you get what I'm talking about. But if they had children, then one of them had 2 or 3. Each one of them had 2 or 3 children. Your numbers would go up. So all of a sudden you're looking at 15, 20,000 people that had to be fed. This is where the miracle is. Amen? Then He says, have them sit down. So the men sat them down in a number of about 5,000. Jesus took the loaves, and when He had given thanks, He distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those who sitting down, and likewise the fish as much as they wanted. Amen. Father, we thank You, Lord, for this message this morning. I ask You, Lord, to touch hearts, change minds, change attitudes, change thoughts, Father, even mine. Father, touch us this morning. We thank You for Your presence already. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. The 5 fishes and loaves, I mean the 5 loaves and fish, 2 fishes. First off, what hit Jesus when He asked them? It's impossible. So what did Jesus do? He turned to somebody else and he says, what are we going to do? He said, I don't know. We can't do this. Right? Come on, somebody. I mean, you just read the story. You heard what they said. He said he's got 5 loaves and 2 fishes, which ain't enough. Right? That's not enough to feed 5,000. Master, we can't do this. And so Jesus, I could just see him looking at each one of them saying, okay, somebody can say, yes, we can do this. Amen. What does the word say? We can do all things through Christ, right? Right? And he's sitting right there with them. But yet they still doubted what was about to happen. This multitude being fed. This multitude in here this morning is being fed right now through his word, because you just read his word and you got touched and you got fed right there in his word, looking at it. Amen? That's what Jesus is all about. He's about touching you, helping you, getting you out of where you're supposed to be, putting you where you want you supposed to be. Amen? I'll get it out in a minute. Glory to God. So it's impossible, they said. But look what happened. He says, bring it to me. Amen? I could just see that. He brings that basket over with the fishes and the loaves, and he takes it in his hand. But what did his word say he did? Said he gave thanks. Glory to God. How often do we do that? Lots of times we just take it and go. Right? But he took it in his hands and he blessed it. And he thanked God for it. Amen? So when he thanked God for it, God blessed it. Amen? He who was the same as God had it in his hands. Amen. It's the same way in your life. When you give your heart to Jesus, you're putting your heart, your hands, your life into his hands. Amen. And when you're in his hands, then God can mold and make and shape you. Amen. Into who you need to be, where you need to be, where you're supposed to go, how you're supposed to go, how you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do. And Jesus can do all of that. Amen. Somebody should be shouting right about now. Glory to God. Amen. I'm about to get fired up. Hey, woo, hallelujah. And the thing about my Jesus is, it's the same thing as that's what it means when he says, delight yourself in the Lord. That word delight in the Hebrew, it actually means to put yourself in his hands. And when you delight yourself in Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. When you delight yourself in the Lord, you're putting yourself in his hands. And then he can mold and make and shape you. Take that mire and that old ugly junk off of you. Pull it out of you. Take it off of you. Take it away from you. And everything that you have in your life, my Jesus can do that. Amen. And when you lift your hand to say, I'll reach my hands to heaven and look to you where my help comes from. Woo! Glory to God. If that can't get you fired up in your spirit, then there's something wrong in the woodpile. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. If you can't get excited about what Jesus does with this miracle right here, amen, nothing is impossible for God, like it says in Luke 1:37, for with God nothing will be impossible. Whew. Nothing. Whatever you need, just like he said a while ago, just like when he was talking about giving and when he's talking about tithing, when you start doing those things out of obedience, God, you can't outgive him. And it just keeps coming. I've had Christian friends of mine say, you know, Pastor, I started tithing this year. I said, well, praise God. He said, I had a preacher come in and said, if you're not tithing, you're not doing anything. I thought that was kind of strange. And he said, yeah, I did too. He said, but he went on to explain. He said, you're not being blessed. Your life is in shambles. He said, everything you put your hand to is a wreck. And he said, that was me. And he said, maybe I need to start tithing. He said, but I didn't, he said, Brother Williams, I didn't have the money to tithe. And I said, that's what everybody thinks. Amen. I don't even know where this comes from, but I'm just rolling with it. Amen. He said, so I started tithing. A year later, I seen him again. Just the other day, actually, I just saw him. He said, "Brother Williams, you gotta hear this." He said, "I started tithing and not on the after taxes, I did it on the gross, amen." Glory, hey, come on, somebody. He said, "I started doing it on the gross." And he said, "I started tithing straight out." Amen. I glory to God, it went straight into the church. Hallelujah. And he said, "I had money left over." Come on. Amen. And he handed me the rest of it. No, just kidding. Hallelujah. But he did bless me, though. That's what it's all about. Amen. And, you know, this summer I took a trip, and I do every summer. And it used to be about a week. This year it was 4 months. And I didn't see my lovely bride from July to October. Amen. And I tell you, I said, that won't happen again, Howdy. That's out of the question. I said, "God, you got to do something about that. You got to give me a break in the middle, fly home or something." Amen. But God was doing amazing things on that trip. The very first stop, I had went to the Passion Play in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. Anybody been there? Amen. It's awesome. They asked me to come in and do a concert before in the afternoon. And they said that was the biggest concert. It was the first one too. So, no, I'm just kidding. It was like the fourth concert they had, and they said they couldn't believe. People were standing outside the building at the second concert, standing outside the building, taking turns, rotating in and out. The people standing in the back, rotating. They'd come in for a song and another. It's just constant like that, and everybody's standing outside the door. And going in the entrance, and the guard sitting there, he goes, "I ain't never seen nothing like this." And I said, "That's amazing." And so after that concert, I had to run next door and tell somebody something that worked there. And I was watching the program, and it's about David with the sling, you know. And the guy playing David, I got to meet. Well, I finished there, and I had to run and go do the concert in the pre-show for the play. And it's 99 steps to the bottom. Thank God I had lost weight, amen. it's still a long way. I mean, going up a hill when you had to go back up it. So I'm down at the bottom there, and they said, "Well, no, you got to go down to the sound booth down there. So it's another 30 steps down there." It's like, man, that's why I went all the way down to the set. And by this time, I was soaked from head to toe. I said, "Man, it was hot, July. Glory to God, humidity out of the world." And anyways, I was down there just sweating, and I went and changed shirts, because I was fixing to start, you know. So I put on a nice shirt, and the time I walked across the stage or the set there, I was done soaked through it, and I said, "Oh well, here we go. This is gonna be sweaty." Amen. So I'm standing there, and this guy walks up, and it's the guy that played David in that, and he said, "Hey, Heather wants to know where you want your CDs at." And I said, "Well, why are you asking me?" And he said, "Well, she's got your phone." I said, "Well, that makes a difference, doesn't it?" And so Heather was a friend of mine, and her husband were watching my CD table. So they set it up there. I said, "Just up there in the foyer somewhere." And he called her, and he said, "Okay, just put it up there, da-da-da." So he gets off the phone. He says, "Here, let me take your stuff." I had my microphone and some cables, and I didn't need any of that. They had all of it. And I had my shirt and stuff, and I put it in a bag so he wouldn't have to handle my shirt, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And he says, "Let me take your stuff. Where's your vehicle?" I said, "Up there in the employee parking lot, way up yonder." He goes, "Okay, I got it." No, man, you ain't got to do that. And I took another look. I looked at him. I said, and of course, he's about this tall. Long hair, beard. I looked at him. I said, "I saw you play David over there in that deal. I said, but you sure look like you could play Jesus in this play. He looked at me, put his hand on my shoulder, and he said, son, I do. I didn't have the words to say. I couldn't say anything. I was staring Jesus in the face, literally. And he said, let me carry your stuff. I said, no, you already did. Amen. 2,000 years ago, he carried my stuff. He's still carrying it today. That's my Jesus. When I say you open your Bible up, Jesus is staring you in the face. I can't make a better picture of it than that right there. Amen. 35 years ago when I graduated high school, I went to the Passion Play on our senior trip. I never dreamed I'd ever be back. And here I am singing at the Passion Play, talking to Jesus. Amen. And it's the same thing right here that Jesus is talking about those people. He said, you see those people out there, they need something. We all need something in here. Come on, somebody. We all need a touch from Jesus. This is the season. Hallelujah. Everybody says happy holidays. No, it's Merry Christmas. Thank you. Because it's about him. It's not about anything, but they commercialize. I better get off my soapbox. Hallelujah. But when you see him like that, I never dreamed of it, cowboy. I'd ever even be in that situation, and I'd be looking him in the face like that till one day when I got to eternity. I never even thought of that. And then here I am looking square in the face. I took my hat off, and he put his hand on my shoulder, and he looked me square in the face, and he said, it's all right, son. Amen? It's all right. Can you just imagine that picture? I know I'm a picture of Jesus. You know, he walked everywhere, you know. But when he put his hand on my shoulder and he said, son, it's all right. I got this. Amen. That's what he's saying to you this morning in here. It's all right, son, daughter, sister, brother. It's all right, friend. It's all right. I'm here. I'm with you. That's all you need is him. He carried your stuff back then. He's carrying your stuff right now. Amen? And if you don't know him, you don't understand what I'm talking about. And obviously, I had a whole thing lined up, but God's taking this in a different direction. They were saying it was impossible, but Jesus blessed it. He gave thanks for it, and he blessed it, and he says, here, hand this to him. And then after it was all said and done, he sent them out, and they gathered up 12 baskets full of fishes and crumbs and handed them back to the boy. Come on, somebody. He went in with those loaves and fishes, and he come out with 12 baskets full of it. Glory to God. That's what I'm talking about, my Jesus. He takes you in his hand. He gives thanks to the Father for that child. Hallelujah. He gives thanks, Father, for them to see what you're trying to do, why I gave my life. He's saying, I gave thanks, and now you're getting blessed. Hallelujah. Because you put yourself and your trust in him. Amen. And this is different. I'm just different. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I like to be different when God wants to be different. Amen. Because I know it's Him. Amen. Being obedient to Jesus. The first step of that is giving your heart to Him. Anybody in here this morning that don't know Jesus can know Him right now. Amen? And when you stare Him in the face, you can say, I remember that day, December 10th, 2017. Amen? It was 1977 when I gave my heart to Jesus. July the 8th, 1977. The preacher said, my sheep hear my voice. I went, what? I did. I said right out in the middle of what? His sheep? Yeah, He's the shepherd, right? The preacher goes, yeah, He's the shepherd. We're the sheep. And if you don't know Him, you don't know His voice. And I said, I don't know His voice. I was 15 years old. I stepped down in the old-fashioned aisle. It seemed like I was walking on air. After I let go of it, peeled my hand off the back of the pew. And then I stepped out. And it's like all of a sudden I'm walking on air. I didn't know I could walk on air. Amen. But it's like I walked that whole 10 feet up there to the front. Amen. It was a little bitty country church. But I'll never forget it. And then when I saw Him standing in front of me, howdy, look at me in the face, and He said, that's all right. Broke me down. To think that what He did on the old rugged cross. Every head bowed, every eye closed this morning. You got some music you can put on some. The miracle was God blessed it. God blessed it. He took a little bit of bread this morning that He gave us. Hallelujah. And He fed you the manna from heaven this morning. But I feel like there's somebody in here this morning that doesn't know Him. So I want to give you an opportunity right now to receive Jesus. There ain't nobody looking. And I'm going to count to three, and I'm going to ask you, preacher, I want to receive Jesus. If that's you this morning, I'm doing this different. I don't do it like this normally. I want to receive Jesus as my Savior. I want to finish this year out fresh, new, brand new, Christian, loving Jesus. That's me. That's who I am right now on the count of three. One, two, three. Anybody? Hallelujah. Anybody? Say, I want to receive Jesus as my Savior this morning. He said, no one cometh to the Father except by me. Anybody? Anybody? Going once? Anybody? Anybody? Going once? I'm just kidding, y'all. Anybody? All right, say, preacher, I've gotten away from Jesus. I've been struggling with my walk. I didn't know what to do, and I just kind of turned my back on it. I need to rededicate, refresh my life right now. If that's you this morning, just slip your hand up in there. Say, that's me, preacher. Anybody, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hold it up high so I can see. Hold it up. Give me a minute to get around the room. Let's try that one more time. If that's you, okay, I see yours. Over here. Anybody? Yes, over here. Thank you. Yes. Anybody else? Over here on this side. To my right, over here. Anybody? Father, in the name of Jesus this morning, you saw these hands go up in the air right now. They said, I need to start over and get refreshed this morning. Father, we know that you fed the 5,000
And Father, we know that you can feed us, that you fed us already this morning. And I ask you, Lord, right now, each hand that went up in the air, they said, preacher, I need, they're saying, Jesus, I need you. Father, reach down and touch them right now, even as we speak this morning. Anybody have any other business this morning? Say, preacher, I just need prayer. Whatever it may be this morning, I want to give you an opportunity. Hallelujah. There's a hand. Amen. Anybody else? I just need prayer. Amen. Anybody else? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Say, I just need a touch in my body. Say, I need just a touch in my finances. I need a touch just from Jesus this morning. If that's you this morning, just raise your hand. Hallelujah. 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 Hands up all over the room. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we speak blessings. We let your glory shine, Father, down in this place this morning. It's already in the house. Hallelujah. We know that how you took those things and you blessed it and gave him 10 times, Father, Lord, what he put it brought in. Whew, that's like God, isn't it? He'll do the same for you. Just trust him, amen? Just trust Jesus. We thank you, Father, for your blessings. And we count it all joy this morning. Father, Lord, for those that just rededicated their lives. And if anybody has a need this morning other than that, don't leave here the way you came. If you need Jesus, come see me. Come see Pastor. Come see somebody. Amen. Don't leave the way you came this morning. Father, I speak blessings over this congregation. I speak blessings over this church. I speak blessings over Pastor as he's getting ready to go on, Father, Lord, here shortly. Father, Lord, I speak blessings over everybody here. Father, that they may have an enjoyable Christmas and New Year this year that be more bountiful than they ever dreamed. Father, Lord, that their finances be pressed down and shaken and overflowing like never before. Hallelujah. That everything that they put their hand to be blessed and flourish. Hallelujah. Father, we're receiving the new wine. We're getting the new wine skin out. We're holding it out and we're ready for it to pour. Hallelujah. And Father, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, I speak blessings over everybody here. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all give Jesus some praise. Amen, Pastor.
All right. Man, thank you, brother. I love you too, by the way. Still love you. I don't know if you remember, but three people got saved at that outreach we did.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Amen.
I stood up there and cried. I was like, golly. Corey told me for years, or not years, but I would say months and months. It might have been a year. Howdy, I think you're called to preach. You're called to preach. No, I'm not. I'm not called to preach. And the first time I saw three hands go up, people getting saved, I lost it. But for me, that was signs, you know. You know, I know anybody can go preach and get people saved, but I could just feel the anointing, you know, just like Dwayne, you know. I don't know. Y'all can have that same anointing. It's not just the preachers that get it. I mean, I feel it up here because that's where I feel I'm called. I feel it. But you can have it out there. You can have it. Same stuff. Same thing. You can lay hands on people. You can pray for the sick. You can believe for them to be healed. And you can see salvations. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful you guys came today. Merry Christmas, by the way. Y'all listening to Christmas songs? You better be. I started listening to them in October. Ross, can you come here and do these buckets right quick for me? Pour these buckets together. Hey, did you bring your CDs, by the way? Okay, are they in here? You got it set up back there? Oh, okay. Got a few quick announcements before we get out of here. Don't forget our Christmas concert coming up.